I don't know about you, but I'm so glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. He is truly greatly to be praised. Father, I just truly do thank you for being here tonight. I thank you for your awesome presence. I thank you, God, for moving among us, changing our lives forever. Never allowing us to ever go back to the old, but to continue on to the new. Father, I'm asking tonight that you make the river run really deep. We need to be in the deepness of you, Father. Take us over right now, Father God, and you told me years ago you were going to drown me in that river, and I would like for you to do that to each and every one of us here tonight, Father. We need your river. We need your glory. We need your Holy Spirit. We need all that you have in your kingdom so that we can go forth and do the mighty works you're calling us forth to do. Father God, there's heaven in the atmosphere in here tonight. We want all that heaven holds for us. Search the deepest part of us right now, Father. Bring forth anything that's not of you, God. And then take it from us. Strip us, Father. You are so worthy to be praised. We thank you for the new songs, Father God, the new sound that you said was coming. We thank you for it. And it's all about you, Father. It makes us draw closer to you, Lord. Makes us more aware of what we're here for. And I thank you for it. My children, as you press in and you come closer and closer and closer than you've ever been before, you will understand the fullness of the Godhead. You will understand exactly what I am doing within each one of your lives. You are on the threshold of one of the greatest mysteries of heaven being poured out upon this earth. Stay close to the fire. Stay close to the cross. Allow me this night, my children, to take you in my arms in a brand new way than I ever have before. So much newness that lies before your feet. So much of me that you have never yet entered into. Come, little ones. Come tonight in the deepest part of my bosom. And the world will fade away. The world will no longer have a grasp on you. For you will be free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I love you with an everlasting love. I am constantly singing over you. I am constantly pulling at your heartstrings. For I so desperately desire to have all of you and to bring you into the heights of glory that you've never even dreamed of entering into. Don't be content at what you've seen so far. I have so much more to show you, church. I have so much more for you. Come. Come into my presence right now. And in my presence is fullness of joy. and in my presence my glory abides forever. I have said, touch not my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. And I say that again tonight, I am emphasizing the fact that you are precious to me, and I will not allow the enemy to do you any harm. I will not allow him to take you asunder. You will stay in my fullness. You will be like my son Jesus, and you will win this lost and dying world to me. Expect change after change after change to occur in your lives. From this moment forth, a new thing is occurring in each one of your lives. New knowledge. New understanding of what I'm really doing with each one of you. New passions. Newness is what is coming forth right now as I speak into each one of your lives. Newness of life. The old is dead and buried, and all things have become new this day. This day is a special day for you, set apart for you, to bring you into the very center of my will, to bring you into the deepness of my kingdom. You have waited a long time for this hour to occur, and it now has overtaken you. It is upon you. And now we are going to do the new thing that I have spoken about for a decade now. And when my glory touches you, you will become a warrior for the Most High God, and you will carry that glory into the darkness, and you will bring everlasting light to those who are lost and fading away. This world will no longer hold a grasp upon those who are lost, because you have walked into the situation. You have walked into the room, and all things around about you changed. Wherever my son Jesus went, things were changed. They never stayed the same, never. When he walked down the road and there was a funeral procession, he raised the dead. That was just part of him. He didn't even think about it, he just did. And this is what you have entered into this day. You have entered into the fullness of my son Jesus. And you will do all that he did and even greater works as he professed in my word. Some of you question your walk with me, but I say unto you this night, quit questioning and just be my servant. Quit questioning and just walk the road that I have laid before your feet. It matters not what the world is saying about you. You keep your ears in tune to my voice and my voice only. It matters not what comes down the road. If it's coming down the road, then I've allowed it to come. You just keep on walking. You just allow me to uncover the snare of the fowler so that you will not be entrapped by his evil deeds ever again. This is the hour that my word speaks about in Joel. This is the hour when I am bringing all things to the forefront. This is the hour where great battles are occurring, dark against light. I say dark first because the darkness is overpowering many of my people. But my light through you will shine forth and destroy all darkness. There will be no need for you to even take time to pray because you will be on a continual prayer wheel, and you will be continually hearing my voice of instruction, and I will say, go this way or go that way. I will say, do this or do that. I will say, no, don't do this or don't do that. And you have learned to be obedient to my command, and you will do exactly what I ask you to do. It matters not what your heart is saying to you anymore, because your ears are anxious to hear my still small voice of instruction. I have opened up your blinded eyes this day, and you will never look at the world or even people as you did yesterday. I have opened up those blinded eyes, and I have given you the eyes of Christ. And you will see people as I see them. And those who are walking in a facade, pretending to be somebody they are not, I know who they are, and I am rectifying these issues in their lives. You need not be involved in it, because I am God, and I have it all planned out, and it is working out as I have it planned. You stood against the voice of the evil one for years now, even though your heart was hurting, and you wanted so much for people to understand who you are and what you are and why you do what you do. But now, my children, they will know who you are, they will know what you are, and they will know why you do what you do. They will know that you are my child, and that you've walked under the anointing all the days of your life, and you were doing my bidding and not the bidding of the darkness. I have come by this night to visit you like I did this AM, because this is a special day that I set apart just for this church. I have come to bless and not curse. I have come to let you know that you are in my perfect will. I did not say you were perfect, but you are in my perfect will, allowing me to rectify the imperfections that are in your life. You will begin to sing these new songs. You'll wake up singing them. You'll find yourself singing them as you go down the highway. You'll find yourself singing them at your workplace, in the grocery stores, because I have overtaken you this day, and I have made you into the vessel of honor that I need to work through. I say unto you this night, come up higher right now. Come up higher than you were yesterday or even this morning. I'm going to take you and soar you into the heavenly realm, higher than I've taken others, because this is a time that the church needs to advance another step in my kingdom. I'm going to start giving you revelation knowledge that's in my word that you have never seen before. Yes, when my word was translated, yes, some words were translated wrong, but I'm going to let you see the truth of the words. I'm going to allow you to see what the meaning of the sentence is, and I'm going to send you forth with a message of faith, a message of honor, a message of truth and love, and it will truly be a true word for the Most High God. And it will bring many to the footstool. Do you understand that many won't come into the house of God because of the two faces that my people wear? They are confused because one thing is spoken, but another thing is being lived. You are going to cause that confusion to go away, because you are going to go in as my son Jesus, and you're going to bring the truth with you. Some of you who have been travailing for years for me to move, I am moving on your behalf. I am restoring what the palmer and a cankerworm has stolen from you. So please get out of distress. Get out of aggravation. Let me finish the work that you asked me to start. What I start, my children, I always finish. And I am working on your behalf. You just don't see the end result, and I'm not even going to show it to you. Because this walk is a walk of faith. You walk by faith. You talk by faith. You live by faith. You do not need me to show you a picture. You just need to know that I am there and that I am. The prodigals are coming home, and you are ready to embrace them now. You weren't even a week ago, but you will now embrace them. You will now welcome them into their future with me. They will be weeping and repenting, and you need to shower them with the love that I shower upon you this day. You need to let them know that all is well. All is well. They need not look at what they did in the past. They just need to look ahead to their Father. You are the vessel that's going to show them how to do that. You are going to have love, and you will have liberty, and you will have truth. And as you walk deeper into my spirit realm, my Holy Spirit will be the one who speaks through you. All will see my glory upon you, and they will trust your words, for they will know that you have sat in the very presence of the Most High God. Some will say, well, where did you come from? It doesn't matter where you came from. What matters is where you're at today. Let them know that I destroy your past. And I bring you into total victory. Let them see, little ones, that you are not concerned about what you did. You are concerned about what you are doing for me and my kingdom. You see the lost that are out there, and even the prodigals feel like because they have done what they've done, that there's no way that I can love them and bring them back into my kingdom. Not so, not so, not so. You have proof of that because of what I've done for you. And now this night I say unto you, right now, raise your hands to heaven and just praise me for a split second. Rejoice in me. Let me see your heart of hearts. And children, the darkness that's been around about you, that's been plaguing you, I'm taking away from you. Those things that you worked so hard and labored so hard to get rid of, I, the Lord thy God, I've come on the scene, and now I am breaking them off of you. And you will know that you're free. You will walk in freedom. You will talk in freedom. In fact, all will see my glory upon you, and know that the Lord thy God came and set you free. Always remember, little ones, there's no distance between you and I. We are one, and I am standing with you. I am there at all times, through the thick and through the thin. Whether you backslide or whether you go forward, I am constantly with you. And I am surely leading, guiding, and directing your footsteps. Plug your ears to the voices of the world right now. And then reopen them to my voice and my voice only. My wee voice. Because I will whisper a word to you. I'm not going to shout it to the nations because it's between you and I. It's your salvation, not the world's. Don't worry about where anybody else is at. That's not your concern. Your concern is to be about the Father's business. Your concern is to walk in faithfulness to me, the Most High God. You have chosen to endure the hardships. You have chosen to become against. That's why you're sitting here this night. That's why you're still listening to my voice. And I am honoring your choices. And I say unto you this night, well done, my good and faithful servants. Now be prepared to be blessed beyond measure. Be prepared to walk in newness of life forever and ever. The winds will blow, yes. And the winds do change things, yes. But this is a good wind. This is a wind that's blowing away all adversity. And this is a wind that's bringing you into the very essence of who I am. Winds of change are good. Go with the flow. Go wherever my wind blows you. Do what I'm asking you to do. And never for one instance look back. You are steady in my arms. And you will remain steady because you have chosen the rock. You have not chosen the sinking sand. And even though you did not, some of you did not voice it, you said, God, I want to be with you. And I heard your thought. I heard your vibrations. And I came. And I settled into your very being. And I have brought you to this place of honor in my kingdom. It is time. It is time, little ones, that you now go forth. Minister my gospel in truth and in love. Love the unlovable. Share my love with them. It's not your business whether they receive or don't receive. Your job is to give them the truth of who I am. Forgiveness is in the wings right now, little one. You need to forgive those who have come against you, reviled and cursed you. You need to forgive and move on in me. Children, if they do not want me, that's none of your business. You just be about the Father's business. You know how to pray. You know how to call out to me. Just be a loyal servant that does not waver in any area of your life. Trust me this night as we move on, because, children, we are definitely not ever going back to the mundane things that we just came through. It's going to be victory after victory after victory. It's going to be glory after glory after glory. You will dispel the darkness in this world. Your light will shine. Your light will shake the very foundations of darkness. And your light will bring people that have been lost and dying. You will bring them into my kingdom. And I will cleanse. I will heal. I will do the works that needs to be done. I just need you to be the vessel that goes forth and compels them to come into my house. Some of you have been standing on the outside of the perimeter. Today, I pulled you into the very center of the perimeter. And I say unto you, stay there. I have rooted your feet in that spot. And I say, stand your ground. Never go back from whence you came. Stand your ground. Hold my hand tightly and never let go. Some of you will start singing new songs for me because I have prophesied to you years ago that you would sing for my glory and that your singing would draw many into my house. This is the time that this shall begin. If I place a song on your heart and a melody with it, let it come forth. Let it come forth into fruition and allow it to do the works that I have meant for it to do. I have not pre-programmed you, little ones. I have not. I wrote your name in a Lamb's Book of Life. And then I have been nudging and encouraging you all the days of your life to walk the path that I have before your feet. You are the one who chose to stay on that path, even though there's times you just wanted to sit down and quit. You kept walking. Even though there were days when discouragement overtook you and you just thought you couldn't go another step, I sent someone your way. And they encouraged you and pulled you back up again. Do you understand how much I love you? Do you understand that I truly do watch over you every second of every day? Do you understand that I weep over you as I wept over my son as he hung on that cross and said, Father, why have you forsaken me? I didn't forsake him and I am not forsaking you. You are my chosen beloved ones, and I need you to come forth with surety of heart that all is well. All is well. Your children that you've held up before me, it doesn't look like anything is happening, but I tell you it is. And in a blink of my eye, their lives are going to change. I will resurrect them from death to life. If I've given you a promise over your children, it is yes and it is amen. And I just need you to trust me. We are just about to the finish line. Don't give up now. Don't let hate overrule love. Keep loving your children. Keep loving your spouses. Keep loving each other. But most of all, keep loving your Father in heaven. Never, ever quit loving me. Stay, my children, in this path, in this line that I have you in. And let's just go all the way for the kingdom of light. I want you to know tonight, children, I am addressing every situation that you have before me. I am working out the kinks. And when I give it to you, it's going to be total perfection. You gave it to me all wrinkled and all damaged. But I am perfecting it. And I'm going to present you with a glorious finished product. Your children are not totally lost. They are floundering, yes, but they are not totally lost. I have my hands upon them. Even though you can't see it, my hands are upon them. I expect you to love them and to accept them just as they are. Warts and all, your love transcends all hate, and it's your love that will bring them forth into my kingdom. Some I will bring full circle around. Others who are prodigals who have wandered away, I will bring them in all their fullness. Everything that I have promised you, I am bringing to pass. And those of you who have been standing on the outside of the perimeter, I know your heart. You're afraid to step into the deepness of me. Because you walked in fear most of your life, you now fear the unknown of what I'm going to do. I know how to deal with you, and I know how to bring you into the very core of my being. It's not by works, little one, it's not by works, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. My spirit is the one who draws. My spirit is the one who woos. It's nothing that you do. I love you. I'm with you. And I'm never going to leave you. That's my love letter to you this night. It's a love letter that I will write over and over and over again. Until it finally gets down in the very core of your heart. That I truly do love you. That you truly are precious in my sight. And that I am the one who sent you forth into this dark, cold world to do a perfect work for a perfect Father. None of you are a mistake. You have a purpose in life. And you will fulfill that purpose, I promise you. You will. And you will do it with dignity, you will do it with joy, and you will be laughing and dancing. And even though at this given moment you can't see that, you will be. You just mark my word. I am for you and not against you. Come on. Come on, some of you are still lingering behind. You still think life is too hard. But it's easy, it really is easy. Paul was a prisoner and wrote his letters to the churches. He talked about joy unspeakable. It's not too hard, I promise. Once you go all the way in. Once you surrender all that you are, everything just flows like honey on the rock. Everything becomes so easy. The reason it's hard is because you're still trying to work out your salvation. You're my beloved ones. I need you to understand that right now. I have earmarked you for this time, this season. Now walk. Walk in the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But whatever you do, walk. Eventually you'll run. You've been taking baby steps, now I'm telling you to walk. Then when you learn to walk, then you'll run. But while you're learning how to do these things, I'm going to use you for my kingdom authority. I'm going to use you with great signs, wonders, and miracles. Oh, you will leap for joy. I promise you, you will leap for joy. Right now, some of you put on the leap. Some of you put on the shout because that's what you want to do. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to overtake you, and you're going to run, and you're going to shout, and you won't be able to stop because it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, right now. We give you all honor and all glory in all things. We truly do believe what you spoke to us tonight. We receive it into our bosom. And we trust you with our very life. We trust you with our hearts. Father, we thank you. We just truly do thank you, Father. Children, you have not seen anything yet. Wait until you behold what I am going to do. First of all, you stand in perfect awe, and then you will move. And I'm going to tell you right now, my glory is going to run rampant in my houses, and it is going to do great and mighty works through my people. And you, each one of you in here this night, you have been handpicked, chosen for this day. That song, Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. Is that how it goes? Oh, what a foretaste of heaven. Do you understand tonight that you are God's child? That you are a vessel of honor for the light and not a vessel for darkness any longer? God said you got over the hump and you crossed over, and we're going into the promised land together, all of us, to do a great and mighty works for the Father. Right now he wants us to rejoice. He wants us to rejoice in him as a sign and a wonder to him that we truly do trust everything he spoke to us tonight. I don't care how you rejoice, that's totally up to you. You know, God is saying where you took baby steps, now you're going to take giant steps. And you're going to conquer. Overnight, you're going to conquer more darkness than you have all the days of your life. We're not doing anything else tonight. The Holy Spirit's here, God's here in all his fullness. We need to honor him for what he's doing. There's going to come the days where we'll be working the signs, wonders, and miracles. But right now, God just wants to love on us today. Like he said, this is a special day set apart. You know, we have Women's Day, Veterans Day, all kind of days. Well, this is our day today. I hope that each one of you took this into your spirit. That when you leave here, you definitely won't go back to what you used to be. But just stay in the fullness of God. And allow everybody that you meet know that you are in the very presence of the Most High God. Father, I truly do thank you for taking over this service and for speaking to us tonight with your really still small voice. I thank you, Father God, that you, and I see you, Father God, massaging each one of our hearts, squeezing out the ugly, and giving us a pure heart of Jesus. I thank you for that, Father. And Father God, as we leave this building, we just don't leave this building. We take the fullness of who you are with us. And we leave as vessels of honor that you can work through. And we want you to know, Father, that we love you. And Father God, I pray all this in the name of your precious Son, Jesus. So precious is he, Father. Without him, I know I wouldn't be sitting here. And we want to give him honor tonight too, Father, for suffering and dying for us. And he did this through his great love for his church. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. And if you want a copy of the sermon, let Teresa know and she will make you a copy. Well, it wasn't a sermon. It was a prophetic word from God. But Teresa will make you copies. But please go. Don't let anybody quench the spirit that's on you right now. Don't get in your cars and start talking about worldly things or again. You just let the glory of God keep ministering to you all night long. He said, he's telling me to tell you he has your attention, and he has your heart, and he has your mind, and he's going to take really good care of all three. So you really don't have anything to be concerned about. Just be. Just be who he's made you to be. You know, we don't look like very much. Have you ever really looked around about us? Have you really studied the people that we minister, you know, fellowship with? We are a motley crew. We really are. And you know, God told me right on, he said, I'm going to send into the lighthouse people that nobody else will fool with. And he said, I'm going to use you to minister to them and to bring them up so I can use them. And when you first come in, I look at you and say, boy, what an assignment, God. You know, but God is faithful, and each one of you can say that he has done a perfect work within you, and now you have to go work with a motley crew. And this is why God says, never forget from whence you came. You weren't always perfected, so please keep that in mind as you go tonight. And don't judge another person. Remember what you were when you first walked through the door. I'll never forget Brother Allen sticks out because that night he came. I thought, what's wrong with this man? Because he sat back there and didn't budge, didn't wink, didn't, you know, he just sat there and kept staring at me. I kept looking and saying, God, what's wrong with this man? And he said the Holy Spirit had arrested him, and that what it was. And he couldn't move or anything. But I think he said it's been 10 years and worth every day of those 10 years for what he's living in right now. And I hope you guys who come in here every now and then, you understand the moving of the Father and that we are not a typical church. We move by the Spirit and by the Spirit only. And lives are changed. Whether we see it or not, it doesn't matter. Lives are changed. You know, the Word of God says somebody drops a seed. Somebody else comes along and waters that seed. Then somebody else comes along and you know, pluck the seed. And this is what happens. So when you're dealing with people, you might just be there to drop the seed. And then they go on. You never see them again. God will send somebody else along to water that seed. And next thing you know, somebody else is picking that flower. That's how God's kingdom works. So you're dismissed. We're not prophesying. I want you to take what God spoke to us tonight home with you. And just allow him to change your life with it. Amen.